Hi, this is Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Did you know that you have an inheritance coming to you? If you read God's Word, the Bible, there's one that is promised to you. In Acts chapter 20, the Bible says, "I commit you to God and to the word of His grace, which can build you up and," listen, "give you an inheritance among all who are sanctified." What does that mean? An inheritance is what you get for being part of a family. It's rightfully yours because you are a child in that family. Let me give you an example. Pretend that your father is the famous billionaire Warren Buffett. And let's say he dies, and if you never took time to read the will, you'd be foolish because you wouldn't get what was rightfully due to you because you wouldn't benefit from what belongs to you as a child of a billionaire. In the same way, when you become a follower of Jesus, you don't just become a believer, you become a belonger. You are incorporated into the family of God. You become a child of God, and along with that come family privileges. You now have a spiritual inheritance from your heavenly Father. If you walked through your entire life and you didn't know what benefits were available to you as a child of God, that would be tragic, it would be sad, and it would be foolish. How do you find out what He's got in store for you? You gotta read the Bible. You see, one of the purposes of the Bible is to help you discover God's inheritance for you. God wants you to be thoroughly equipped for everything He has in store for your life here and later in eternity. So let's get started and look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we continue in our series called Eternal Realities, Heaven and Hell. In these lessons, Rick makes it very clear that where you spend eternity is really up to you. Just before we begin today's study, you know, Pastor Rick says, while life on earth offers many choices, eternity offers only two, heaven or hell. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a tool to help you understand the magnitude of that eternal choice. It's called the Eternal Realities, Heaven and Hell Complete Audio Series by Pastor Rick Warren. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. If you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called The Reality of Heaven.
And the Bible tells us this, there in 1 Corinthians 2, no eye has ever seen, and no ear has heard, and no mind has ever imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. Now, I know many of you are kind of like me. I've got a pretty fertile imagination. I can think up some pretty big things. People have accused me of being a dreamer or a visionary. And I do have a pretty vivid imagination. And God says, Rick, use your imagination to think of the greatest thing you can think heaven could be. And I can top that. So all I can do is take the 5 or 10 top peak experiences in my life, throw them all together, and multiply them by an exponential factor of a billion and go, that must be what it's like to be in a perfect place. So I don't really know, and even the things that I'm going to share with you today are just a pale explanation of what heaven's like. But the Bible does give us some very important information on heaven. And I'm going to throw a ton of verses at you because I want you to see what it is. And I'm going to give you 5 things that will not be in heaven, and there are 5 things that will be in heaven. And since I was going to cover all these verses, I even wrote them down for you there. What's not going to be in heaven and what is going to be in heaven. So let's run through a bunch of verses together. The first thing that's not going to be in heaven is no sickness. Look at this verse up here on the screen. The Bible says, everything in the heavens has a body, and so does everything on earth. But each one is very different. Now these earthly bodies will die, but the bodies that are raised will live forever. Our ugly and weak bodies, how did he know that, will become beautiful and strong. Anybody want to say yay God on that one? Amen. Yay God.
okay? It says our ugly and weak bodies are going to become beautiful and strong. Eat your heart out, Brad Pitt. The Bible says that there won't be any sickness in heaven. Why? Because you're going to get a new, perfect body. You will have a body in heaven. Just like you got a body. When Jesus arose and came back to earth, and he walked in, and he actually walked through doors a couple times, walked through walls. And so it's kind of, there's a kind of a Star Trek thing to it, that, you know, you can dematerialize and go here and there. But he also sat down and ate a couple meals. So I know we're going to eat in heaven, because Jesus did with his resurrected body. The only thing is, your stomach's never going to growl there. And you'll never have gas. And or diarrhea or anything else. Because you will never have any needs in heaven. And when you eat, it will eat simply because of pleasure. You just want to eat, but you're going to get a perfect body. Now, the Bible says this up here on the screen. Just as each of us now has a body like Adam's, that means we have a human body, so someday we shall have a body like Christ. And we get a little foreknowledge of that. If you want to study this more, you can go and look at the kind of body Jesus had after he rose back from death. But we're going to have a perfect body in heaven, so that means no sickness. Second thing, no sadness. Look at this verse. The Bible says God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Did you know that the Bible says God has stored up every tear in heaven that you've ever cried? He's kept a record of it. That your tears, your pain, God knows about, he cares about. But when you get to heaven, there's going to be no more sadness. That's a good thing. No more broken hearts, no more rejection, no more loneliness, no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more grief, no more heartache. That is heaven. That is heaven. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will never be a split second in the billions and trillions of years you'll live that you will have sadness or grief again. Or depression. Now, those of you who are right now going through grief, and you're carrying the grief of a loved one, or you've been going through a period of depression, one of the things that that does in our lives is it just makes heaven be a little bit more close. We want to go to heaven when we're in pain. Why? Because there is none there. Not only no sickness, no sadness, the Bible says no suffering. Look at this verse. The Bible says no more hunger. No Jenny Craig in heaven. No more thirst, no more scorching heat. You know what? When I get to heaven, my wife and I won't have different controls on the thermostat anymore. Because we're all, why is that? That you marry somebody who's so much hotter or colder than you are? I don't know. But the truth is, there's no suffering. Every one of your needs will be satisfied. Not only that, no suffering, no sadness, no sickness, no sin. Look at this verse on screen. The Bible says God will bring you into his glorious presence, innocent of all sin and with great joy. Now, we talked about this last week. Heaven is a perfect place, and I'm not perfect, and neither are you. So God has to come up with a solution. Because there's no way I stopped being perfect many, many, many years ago. And you did too. All have sinned. All have fallen short. We've all blown it. We're all sinners. We've all made mistakes. Nobody lives a perfect life. Zip. Nobody. But heaven's perfect, so how can God let imperfect people into heaven without messing it up? Well, that's what Jesus Christ came to do, to die on the cross and pay for all our sins, to wipe it all out, to forgive us, and to make us perfect inside, so that when we go into heaven, he says we'll go innocent of all our sin. One of the things that's going to happen is when you see Jesus Christ face to face, the Bible says your character will be instantly changed to be like him. Still going to be the same you. People going to recognize you. You're still going to have your personality. You're going to be, God would not waste what he's put into you. God isn't going to take what he made you to be and then turn you into robot when you get to heaven. Do you understand that? You'll still be you. And that's why he made you to be you, and he wants you to be you, not only in eternity, but here on earth. But he says your character is going to become like Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to the moment that I no longer have any hang-ups, that I no longer have any fears. Can you imagine what it will be to live no fear, no guilt, no resentment, no worry, no bitterness, no anger, no envy, no jealousy, no loneliness? Perfection. But it's still going to be you. You'll be a whole lot more fun to live with. And I will too. And when we get to heaven, you come over to my house for 1,000,000 years and we'll hang out, and then we'll go over to your place for 1,000,000 years. And, you know, we'll just, it's going to be fun, man. Okay? So it's going to be great. No sadness, no suffering, no sin. And number five, no death. Immortality. The Bible says this: there shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying, and no pain. All of that will be gone forever. For those of you who are living in chronic pain, that's good news. For those of you who've suffered with that pain in whatever part of your body that you've suffered with, because your body is not perfect, it is broken here on this planet. God says when you get there, you get a new body, you get new emotions, you get new character. There's no death. I'm glad that I don't have to live for eternity with my habits and my hurts and my hang-ups. But all God's going to make it. If it were, that'd be hell. But God says, no, I'm going to make it all perfect, and then there'll be no death. Those are five things you won't find in heaven.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called The Reality of Heaven from our series called Eternal Realities, Heaven and Hell. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's rickwarren.org, or just text the word DAILY to 313131. Again, that's the word DAILY to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Pastor Rick says the most time you'll spend on earth is 80, 90, or maybe even 100 years, but you will spend eternity in one of two places: heaven or hell. Some people believe that being a good person is their ticket into heaven, or that this earthly existence is all they have. But nothing could be further from the truth. That's why Rick has asked us to send you the Eternal Realities, Heaven and Hell Complete Audio Series, as his way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. This teaching is so vital, you'll want to add it to your library of Christian resources and share it with your friends who may not understand the eternal significance of choices they are making. In this series, Rick tackles questions like, are heaven and hell literal places or just metaphors? What is heaven like? If God is loving, why would he send someone to hell? And what does it really take to get into heaven? This solid biblical look at the ultimate choice we all have to make can be yours today when you support this ministry financially. Call us right now at 800-600-5004. Or go to rickwarren.org to request this audio series for yourself or a loved one. That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. If you like, you can simply text the word DAILY to 313131. That's the word DAILY to 313131. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
And now I'll look at the list, five things you will find in heaven. First thing you're going to find in heaven is reunion with every other believer. And all those people that I love who know the Lord, when we get to heaven, as I said, we're going to have a party. And we're going to be reunited together. The Bible says this. We looked at this verse earlier. This was God's purpose, that when the time is right, he will gather us all together. There's going to be a reunion. He will gather us all together from wherever we are to be with him in Christ forever. Now, who's going to be in heaven? Big question. Who's going to be in heaven? Well, God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit are going to be in heaven. Angels are going to be in heaven. The church is going to be in heaven. Everybody who has put their trust in Christ, and all the believers who were believers in God before Jesus came in the Old Testament, who we look back to the Messiah, they looked forward to the Messiah. The people in the Old Testament were saved the same way the people today are saved, by looking forward to a Savior, and we look back to a Savior. But we're saved the exact same way. Let me show you a verse. Hebrews 12. He says, "You have come to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem." This is heaven. "And to the gathering." Now notice all the people he mentions. "The gathering of countless happy angels." Angels will be there. "And to the church." Church is going to be there. Every believer. "Composed of all those registered in heaven." And to God, obviously God's going to be there, who is the judge of all. "And to the spirits of righteous people made perfect." Who's that? That's the people born before Jesus Christ, who in faith lived and listened and looked forward to the promise that God had made, that one day I'm sending a Savior. "And to Jesus himself." They're all going to be there in heaven. Now, one of the most common questions I hear is, what about babies? What about babies who die? Friend, they're all going to be in heaven. You know, 45 million babies have been aborted in America since Roe v. Wade. Every one of them are going to be in heaven. Every single one of them. Yeah, you need to know that. Why? Because we are not responsible for what we cannot understand. The same is true of a child who grows up to full adulthood but does not have the mental capacity to understand the love of Jesus Christ. Now, they can understand sometimes. You know, it's interesting, when they first communicated to Helen Keller, who was blind and deaf, and they communicated to her the concept of God, she said, "I've always known him, I just didn't know his name." Isn't that interesting? I've always known him in my heart. In fact, often children are more in contact with God than we are. They're much more sensitive. And that's why the Bible says, unless you become as children, you shall not enter the kingdom of God. Why? Because kids are humble. They're open to God. We close off with our pride. And we say, no, 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 no. God says, no, no, they're going to be in heaven. Now, when they have not reached an age old enough to understand the difference between right and wrong, good and bad, God and evil, and they don't have the age of which they could come to Christ and make that decision to come to Christ, the Bible says they are safe. Not saved, but safe. In fact, the Bible says in the book of Psalms, the Lord preserves the simple. Now, you may have grown up in a religion that taught unless a child is baptized before they die, they'll go to hell. It's wrong. It is not in the Bible, it is unscriptural, and it just is wrong. And the Bible tells us very clearly that children who are not old enough to make a wise decision, they have not come to the age of accountability, they are not old enough to understand that if they die before they understand, before they have a chance to choose Christ, well, they certainly haven't rejected him because they haven't even chose him. And they don't have enough knowledge to understand. They go straight into the loving arms of Jesus. Every miscarriage, every stillbirth, every abortion, I've had people tell me, say, "Rick, why don't you talk about the babies who are aborted more?" Well, I tell you why. Because I'm interested in reaching the people who had the abortions. Because all those babies instantly go to heaven, but the adults don't. And they need to understand the grace of God and the forgiveness of God and what God has offered to us. We know this many times in Scripture. Here's an example. David had a child that died at birth. And David said this in 2 Samuel, "Now that the baby is dead, I can't bring him back to life. But someday I will go to be with him."
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to rickwarren.org. That's rickwarren.org and download the Daily Hope with Rick Warren podcast to listen again. Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. Pastor Rick says the most time you'll spend on earth is 80, 90, maybe even 100 years, but you will spend eternity in one of two places, heaven or hell. Some people believe that being a good person is their ticket into heaven, or that this earthly existence is all they have, but nothing could be further from the truth. That's why Rick has asked us to send you the Eternal Realities Heaven and Hell Complete audio series as his way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. This teaching is so vital, you'll want to add it to your library of Christian resources and share it with your friends who may not understand the eternal significance of choices they are making. In this series, Rick tackles questions like, are heaven and hell literal places or just metaphors? What is heaven like? If God is loving, why would he send someone to hell? And what does it really take to get into heaven? This solid biblical look at the ultimate choice we all have to make can be yours today when you support this ministry financially. Call us right now at 800-600-5004 or go to rickwarren.org to request this audio series for yourself or a loved one. That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. And if you like, you can simply text the word DAILY to 313131. That's the word DAILY to 313131. And thanks in advance for your support. And now, here's Rick with a closing thought.
Now, there's no question that heaven is real. If you're already a believer, you're a part of God's family, and you're going to be living with him in eternity in heaven forever and ever and ever. When we get to heaven, come over to my place. Let's hang out for 1,000 years and just have some fun getting to know each other. Now, you know, today in our study, we talked about a second judgment in heaven where God will reward us for our service to him and to others. And the Bible says, even if you gave a cup of cold water to one of the least of my followers, you will surely be rewarded. That's a promise of God, and God never breaks a promise. The Bible says, even if you do what seems to be an insignificant act of love, but you do it in Jesus' name, there will be eternal rewards and eternal implications to your service. The Bible tells us this is how we, quote, store up treasure in heaven, end quote. That phrase, store up treasure in heaven, is used at least 4 times in Scripture. So, how are you doing that? How are you storing up treasure in heaven? Are you serving God by serving other people? Let me give you a couple of ideas for this week. Number one, start praying that the people that God puts in your life who aren't believers will come to know Jesus. Just start praying for them by name. Say, God, I want them to know you like I know you. Another thing you do is just start volunteering. Find a place to serve in your church family. You can do it in a small way. You could do it in a large way. It could be something as simple as picking up trash after a service or bringing sick people meals. If you'll ask your pastor or a leader in your church, there'll be plenty of ways for you to get involved by serving God through serving others. Third thing you could do is share this broadcast, the Daily Hope broadcast, with your friends and family members. Pass it on. Good news deserves to be shared, and friends don't keep good news from others. So many people around you are thirsty for the Word of God, and every day on Daily Hope, we dig into this Word to find encouragement through Scriptures. So share it with others. And then finally, this week, invite somebody who doesn't go to church to come with you to your church. Bring them to church with you. I want you to write down any other ideas that you come up with on how to serve God by serving others and make a plan. If you don't plan to do it, you're not going to do it. Make a plan to serve God by serving others and you will be rewarded in heaven and you'll be rewarded with joy here on earth. Thanks for listening today. I love you. I care for you. And I'm praying for you. So join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.